Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A calm night across Israel with mild temperatures, clear skies over Tel Aviv. Jerusalem enjoys a cool breeze, while Haifa remains pleasant. Perfect weather for a late evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports Justin that former President Trump is threatening strong military action while noting significant progress in Iran negotiations through Pakistani and Qatari mediators. Also, Walla reports from earlier this hour that senior White House officials have insisted Israel will not withdraw from Lebanon until Hezbollah disarms. Also this hour, Ynet reveals that former intelligence officials state Iran's nuclear program remains resilient, retaining essential components despite ongoing tensions. Separately, I-24 News reported earlier today that Trump has warned Iran that negotiations must yield swift results to avoid renewed strikes. And finally, JNS shares that a recent poll shows Republicans hold a slight edge over Democrats in public trust regarding Iran policy. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted just minutes ago that Trump claims Iran is pleading to avoid a blockade. Mark Dubowitz, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, wrote earlier today that Mamdani's stance could lead to unrest similar to the pro-Islamist protests seen in Paris. From Middle East 24, just under half an hour ago, it was reported that Iraqi militias have threatened the Syrian regime over potential actions against Hezbollah, highlighting regional tensions. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report on Trump. The former president is ramping up his rhetoric, even as mediators work to revive a derailed interim deal with Iran. This comes as Israel's prime minister prepares for discussions with the U.S. president. The stakes are high as both nations seek a diplomatic path forward amidst military threats. Turning to Wallace coverage, the U.S. administration is firm. Israel's military presence in Lebanon will persist until Hezbollah is disarmed. This aligns with Washington's broader strategy to curb Iranian influence in the region. The outcome of this stance will significantly impact regional stability and security. Meanwhile, Ynet's report sheds light on Iran's nuclear resilience. Despite international pressure, Tehran maintains the capability to quickly rebuild its nuclear program. This underscores the complexity of diplomatic negotiations and the challenges facing global security efforts. In a related development, I-24 News highlights Trump's ultimatum to Iran. With negotiations in a critical phase, the urgency for Iran to commit to a peaceful resolution is palpable. The potential resumption of strikes could shift the geopolitical landscape dramatically. Finally, JNS provides insight into American political dynamics. The slight Republican advantage on Iran policy reflects public sentiment amidst heightened tensions. This could influence upcoming U.S. policy decisions and diplomatic efforts. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Jonathan Jacoby, an Enigma co-founder, has raised a substantial $71 million seed round. This marks one of Israel's largest early-stage funding rounds, showcasing investor confidence in Israeli tech innovation. Separately, Walla Business warns of an AI-driven surge in sophisticated phishing attacks in Israel. With technology advancing, criminals are refining methods, posing new challenges for cybersecurity. And finally, Ynet Business highlights Eliolab's success in raising $21 million. The Israeli startup is pioneering adaptive optics for AI, enabling systems to capture real-time data, highlighting the country's ongoing contributions to technological advancements. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.